Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Look at Aiton bring it up the floor. Three
throw
on
it
one.
Down.
Aiton goes
throw
hard to the rim and stuffs it through.
Oh, the Oregon defender took that one step back. And DeAndre saw that open and said, nobody's going to stop me here.
Top of the draft. Could be DeAndre Ayton's day, night. You hear the call there, courtesy of the Pac-12 Network, Fox Sports. By the way, thanks to Hulu and NBC Sports for the hockey call. Coming back around 3:50. So we're all teed up for this. Got NBA TV and ESPN coverage going down right now. ESPN has wisely morphed its coverage over the years. We'll hear from Stephen A. Smith. Here's some Stephen A. Smith memories
on
the draft.
Always ass.
On the draft. Yeah. It's not going to be talking about ass. Memories coming up in about 15 minutes. The desk tonight on ESPN being anchored by Woj Bomb, who they're restricting severely.
Yeah. No tweets.
They're tying his hands.
Yeah.
No tweets. Plus, he's got to be engaged. Well, that stinks. Billis is up there, and so is Chauncey Billups. So I like that combination. A little college, a little pro.
Woj is technically allowed to tweet. They just said he can't tweet out the picks before they're announced.
Tell people what happened the last, like, 5-6 years.
Woj would be about 3 picks ahead of the TV coverage.
No blanking you. Like, 3 picks ahead.
And there was, like, no need. There's no need to even watch the coverage anymore.
Nope.
So ESPN has said, well, we have the rights. So how about you stop scooping our coverage and just get on TV and don't tweet out the picks anymore.
Yeah. Good move.
Yeah.
Good move.
But it is, I mean, on some level, you would think a company would say, wow, our guy is this good. Like, he's this connected that he's that far ahead of the draft.
You're also zillions of dollars in a partnership with the NBA. Like, let the show play out.
Of course.
I got kind of tired of that anyway. I actually want to watch the show.
You're such a traditionalist.
I know.
How old are you?
I know. Old school. Old school way of consuming things. All slow and stuff. Because the NFL has not gotten the reins on that at all.
No.
It was out of control again this year.
Of course. Well, and I mean, the first round being a primetime show, like, I kind of get it. But then, like, the next couple of days, who's watching 7 rounds?
Right.
You want to do other things. So Twitter was fine with it. But, I mean, I get trying to protect the drama of the television show.
Brandon McCoy drafted or not drafted? UNLV center. Yes. I'm going to reset the numbers because I made it too high. Yes. Minus 180.
Ooh.
Come back with a plus of 150 on the no.
I thought it was going to be minus 110 either way, and I was going to take the no.
Oh, you were?
Oh, sorry, I was going to take the yes.
But I said the yes the other day at, like, minus 350, yeah. And it was, like, plus 275 on the no. He will not be drafted, and you're like, I'm going to take the value.
Yeah, minus 110s.
So value's out.
Minus 110s, I would take yes.
Minus 180.
But so
yes, he gets drafted.
Yeah, like, plus 160 coming back, I'll take the no.
You're still going to go with the no?
I'll take the no.
All right.
I think it's about 50-50. So if you're giving me plus on either side, I'll take the plus.
You're going to the NBA early for 50-50?
He was always going to the NBA early.
You don't have to stick to your guns. If NBA people are telling you and they're sending the signals that you're not going to get drafted, you don't have to go.
I'm almost willing to say if they would have told him, there's literally zero chance you're getting drafted, he still would have gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on what?
I think he wants to get his professional career started.
All right.
And he has goals, other goals outside of basketball.
Man, that is going to be the downside of the no one and done. Because the way it is now, you can at least you hook kids to go for 1 year.
And see if they like it.
And then, hey, you know what? Or they get a reality check.
Yeah.
You know what? They don't go into college basketball and dominate. And, you know, as a freshman, you average 8 points and 5 rebounds. Now, McCoy didn't do that. But, you know, you have a so-so freshman year, and it's like, all right, I have no chance of making the NBA this year, so I got to stay around for a few years.
Yeah. And you know, it'll be a different world. But I want to say that when they do it that way, and if they get the you know, I don't think it's likely, but if they do get the college baseball rule where if you do go to college, you have to stay 3 years, I do think that, I think the first couple of years, you're just going to have an influx of everyone leaving and not going to college at all.
It's
going to
be insane.
I think it could settle in at some point when a lot of guys see that, you know, they're not getting drafted and there's just too many guys going into the draft. I think
shouldn't the NBA with the G League just make it possible that 18-year-olds can go there?
Sure. But that's what the...
But then you really are going to have, like, out of the gates in 2021, I think it is, when there's no one and done. So you're going to have, like, what do you think? 30 of the top 50 high school prospect lopped right off the top?
Well, that's what your dad's league is for.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Papa LeVar's league is going to make it.
You don't think so?
I got to see more of the business plan.
I think it's going to be a huge success.
I don't totally trust it.
You know what? I'll say this. You can't go a block on the street without seeing Big Baller Brand shoes.
Really?
No.
Okay. not at all. You know, you're in touch with the kids, so.
Yeah, I've never seen a pair in the wild. I've only seen them online.
So these drafts are fascinating. If you track all the mock drafts that have second round selections, you'll see 15 picks in the second round. International players, draft and stash. That's what's going to potentially block Brandon McCoy from getting drafted in the end. If you get 15, if you get half of the second round with draft and stash, it really kills the American players, American-born players. The other interesting follow, this kind of shows you both ends of the draft. Like McCoy, he's going too early, right? I mean, you could argue he's going to make some money playing professional basketball. Hopefully he's, you know, making millions of dollars you know, by year 2, 3, 4, 5. The other end of the spectrum is, here's a guy that I haven't seen in any mock drafts. And if you had told people this 2.5, 3 years ago, that he wouldn't be picked in either round? Really? This guy? Malik Pope. Yeah. How crazy is that? Yeah. That in a stretch era, a 6'10 dude who can shoot from the perimeter, is a great athlete, is barely getting a look.
Too old and too much negative on film.
That's so crazy. Yeah. He's number 81 on ESPN's list of top 100. So there's only 60 picks. And it's funny, the story, who did this one? The Ringer. Some guy, Jonathan Charks. Going back 3 years after his freshman year. Like, lock down Malik Pope. Was not only going to get drafted, but could be a lottery pick.
Lottery pick.
How nuts is that?
It's amazing.
Now, I don't believe that would have happened. Hey, you know what? Who knows? With hype? Maybe?
Yeah. You come out. But again, it's the age thing is certainly one where you're already, you know, 3 years into the career of a lot of guys at that age.
He's 21 now.
Yeah. Could have come at 18.
I know, but he's 21.
I understand.
It's not old.
Two or three years behind everybody else.
Anonymous GM told Chad Ford, halfway through Pope's freshman season, if he were in the draft, I'm not sure you could pass on him once you move out of the lottery. He's not the same player, but he's got Greek freak-type raw talent.
No. No, no, no. That's insane. Now you're getting crazy.
On sheer raw capability, he's one of the five or six most talented guys in the draft. I guess the question is, given all the injuries and setbacks, how high are you willing to gamble on him? Holy crap. I do think that guy can play in the NBA.
Those last couple quotes were now?
No. Back to his freshman year.
Okay. But I know the first one was, but I thought the...
Now they knew about some injuries even back then.
Okay.
And that's been his problem. He's injured, and he also... People question his motor.
Yeah.
He's got knee problems, and...
Yeah. The more you're seeing, the more negatives people can find about you.
I think you're sticking to that too much.
It's true.
Yeah, maybe in his case he would have been better off just going. Might be out of the league now.
I think a lot of guys.
But you know, he may have made a few million dollars.
If you got that lottery, if you would have been picked in the lottery.
Yeah, if he was a lottery pick.
Then you make a couple of million dollars for sure. You're guaranteed no matter how bad your first couple of years are. Anthony Bennett has a lot of money.
So if you had a top five pick, who's the big man you take?
You have your choice. Yeah, I'd take Aiden.
You would?
I love DeAndre Ayton, yeah. I thought he was great every time I saw him. I thought coming into college. He was going to be a star, and then nothing I saw from him the entire season, you know, scared me off of him. I think he's got a ton of athleticism. Obviously, he's a really strong finisher around the basket, no question about that. But he can step out, really solid mid-range game already. He can drive, he can do a little bit of everything, and I think defensively, he's still developing, but he's going to get there. I like him a lot.
I'm not sold.
That's fair.
I'm intrigued by the upside of Bagley, Jaren Jackson, and Michael Porter.
Well, I'm intrigued by the upside of Mo Bamba. I mean, I think he can be, certainly defensively he's ready right now, I think he can be a superstar at some point down the road. But, I mean, if I'm going one, I think Ayton's more of a sure thing.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you down on Bagley?
A little.
Why?
Duke.
Stop. What does that mean?
I actually question anybody that would choose to go there and play, for one thing.
I still find the whole Chrissy thing really weird. Where did you go to school?
NC State.
But you can't like Duke. We've never hashed this out. I don't get how this is even allowed.
I grew up in Chapel Hill, so I took a I went to Duke basketball camp every year, and I'm a pretty sick point guard.
Nobody buys that.
I am. Just ask Wojo or Coach K.
She was pretty good on that first pitch at the 51s game, so
it wasn't bad.
I assume she's got some athleticism.
Thank you.
What about a point? You went to Duke basketball camp?
Yes.
Really?
Can we set up a one-on-one game?
An exhibition?
With Chrissy and a local sports anchor?
Let's do it.
Male?
No.
Why not?
Yeah. It'd be a great one-on-one.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Well,
she played some college basketball.
I know.
She doesn't have a shot.
She actually just she posted on Twitter. She's playing a game of horse against Lambeer.
Really?
Yeah. And they showed the first shot. She looked good. I think her against Chrissy said she's a great point guard. We'll see how they battle it out on the floor.
Yeah, you did throw it out there. You set yourself up.
She should be able to get to the rim against her.
I will represent and surprise you guys. I learned a lot from Coach K.
All right. But you still can't root for Duke. I don't understand that. Once you go to school somewhere, the enemy's out.
Can I root for Bagley?
No.
Okay. No. So then I have to root for Ayton.
No.
I'm more comfortable with Ayton than Bagley.
Anybody from NC State?
Yeah. For now, it's Dennis Smith. And I guess
that's your guy.
I guess technically, you know, you're weird. You're a weird sports fan.
Thank you.
Isn't she?
Yes, of course.
She's a
Duke
fan. I don't
think you needed to say sports fan on that.
Well, the other thing is, she should be angry starting at the beginning of last year with two players who are at NC State. And again this year.
Yeah.
You should be livid.
By the last name of Martin.
Yes, the Martin twins left your school.
They did.
Why are you?
They left the school that I went to for college, not the school that I root for.
This is so weird. I'm so confused. All right, we'll have Adam make some picks on some over-unders on the way back. Bagley over-under the 3 and 4 pick. I hate doing this every year. I screw this every time. Bamba at over-under 5.5. Porter at over-under 6.5. Wendell Carter over-under 7.5. So think about it during the break.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for as low as $799, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
Attention, men over the age of 35. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where medical providers are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, patients receive a high level of care. Maybe you've tried supplements or pills and they didn't work. Universal Men's Clinic will work with you to find the best medical solution. Their electronic record keeping allows their professional staff to keep you educated and informed. Their care can improve the quality of your life and relationships. Let them help you.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, I'm amazed at how much you help the local business community. Can you explain that a little bit?
One of the biggest hurdles that small businesses have is a customer that's ready to buy but doesn't quite have enough money for their goods or services. That's where we come in. Auto repair shops, apartment complexes, vets, dentists, doctors, really any small business that sells anything.
I get it. You lend the customers the cash and they make the sale?
Exactly. Everyone's happy and we get a new customer. We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck. Bosses, HR departments, coworkers, send them our way. We'll treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
Two very helpful ideas. Send in your customers or staff to get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks, still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website, smarttires.com.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
I'm Burton Hughes, General Manager here at Subaru of Las Vegas. We'd like to welcome you to visit us anytime, whether you're looking for a new Subaru or just a nice hot latte or cold slushy. Our warm, friendly store experience is why Subaru of America awarded us with their highest level of recognition for outstanding customer service, the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award. You see, your interest in Subaru makes you more than a customer. You're a kindred spirit. So stop in and say hello. You're always welcome here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Hey, it's Cliff and Darlene from MJ Christensen Diamonds.
We just wanted to share our gratitude and pride in how our city has truly come together in recent months.
Las Vegas is our home, and to now witness the unity of a city that suffered such devastation and yet has risen as one is something we cherish.
This is truly a special time, seeing strangers embrace and feeling the strong sense of community. It's magical.
And so, from our family at MJ Christensen to yours, let us celebrate this moment like no other in our proud history.
MJ Christensen, Vegas born, Vegas strong.
I think Dwight Howard will attract double teams. I think Jameer Nelson is going to create havoc himself, and I think that's going to lead to open shots. And we all have seen what J.J. Redick can do when he's open. I love this pick. I love it.
Now, Back to Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Also helps things from a familiarity standpoint, simply because Eddie Jones is still very, very connected to the Philadelphia community, knows about this guy pretty much. Again, he's a disruptor. He's going to get into the game. He's going to try to wreak havoc. That's going to be a good thing for the Memphis Grizzlies, especially since they were looking for a point guard.
Memories of NBA draft pass. That was 2004. Number one pick was Dwight Howard. Stephen A. Smith's like, I like him. That, you know, not every number one pick turns out. We can rip on D-Ho. He's going to be cut by the Nets all we want, but he's been a solid player. He's certainly made money.
No question.
We pointed out earlier, he's made $213 million in his career, and you can look back at some number one picks in the past. There's been some bad ones, including one who played here for a year. I don't know where he is now. Where's Anthony Bennett?
I'm not sure. He bounced around a little bit this year. Although he had some successful nights, not enough to, you know, get himself back into the league, but he's shown flashes here and there.
So the first pick's coming up here in a little bit. Yeah, they totally misled people. Well, I've said the whole time on the air today, it's going to come after 5 o'clock, so it's probably closer to like 4:45 our time. They're doing a whole intro. They did the red carpet, and now they're bringing out about 20, 25 players with their parents, which I think is really cool, doing announcements. I was very judgmental, was I not?
Well, I mean,
not in a mean way.
Well, a lot of the moms are right in your wheelhouse.
Well, I have a lot of flexibility.
That's true.
I'm not judgmental like and piggish like most men.
It's fair. I mean, you are. You're not as.
I'm not restrictive.
Right. You're over.
I don't
you're
mind.
Overly positive, piggish.
Who walked out? Oh, it was Wendell Carter walks out. His mom's like 6'8". I mean, I think it's the heels, but heels ain't. They're not putting that much height on her.
Yeah,
the kid's 6'10". Actually, measure him again. I think he's 6'4". The mom came out. She was like,
she's towering over him.
She wasn't towering over him. He's 6'10".
Yeah, she was going to push him up.
She was 6'8" with the heels on. That's impressive.
Oh yeah, she would have been your third pick yesterday.
And then I pointed out, I don't know if that Dante DiVincenzo, I don't know if his parents are together. We'll have to look up the father. He got the short end of the stick. Dad looked like he was like 6'7".
Yeah, that's true. But there's some.
Are you the shortest one of the three brothers?
No, I was the middle.
Okay, how tall is your dad? 6'2"?
6'1".
6'1". Yeah. So you guys were all taller than your dad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer when you're shorter than your dad.
Yeah, it's nice.
What is that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like you're supposed to keep growing, but I feel like your height is determined by your mom, and girls' height is determined by their dad. I don't know how.
I got my shooting and jumping ability from my mom.
Oh yeah,
just like Dante DiVincenzo. Yeah,
powerful leaper.
Yeah,
just like Mama Cofield.
She can jump. She can jump. DiVincenzo's like I was comparing him. We're gonna do this all day today, or are we just gonna stay away from it?
No, he's the next. Well, I think the easy one is Archie Diacono.
Not at all.
That's the easy comparison.
No, I did the real comparison is Harold Miner.
Yeah, I like that one.
Miner had a 44-inch vertical leap. DiVincenzo has a 43-inch vertical leap.
You know that doesn't fit though.
That's for me.
No, doesn't work. Got to be Wally Szczerbiak or Tom Chambers.
All right, so the first pick should be coming up here in the next 20 minutes or so. I don't think that's going to be a shocker. Latest odds I saw offshore on Ayton were, I mean, it was ridiculous. It's minus like, it's 1 to 25.
Yeah, what if he's not picked?
That'd be amazing.
I mean, those
Bagley's 22 to 1. Doncic is 15 to 1. Bamba is 33 to 1, and on and on. Trae Young's 100 to 1 if he goes number 1.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening.
Yeah.
Who would you pick number 1 based on the post parade they just had? If you know nothing else, all you have to do is watch them walk out with their parents.
Maybe Bamba.
That's exactly.
I liked his look.
That's exactly.
His parents were very tall. He looked super tall. I wanted a remeasure of Bagley. And of Aiden. Yeah. Thomas' parents were really short.
Yeah.
Which is another fascinating thing. I'm talking about, like, hey, someone gets the short end of the stick and you're actually shorter than your father. How in the hell Thomas' parents, they didn't, I don't think either one was over 6 feet tall.
They were just shocked. And the kid just kept growing.
Just a giant.
He's
giant with the wingspan of a condor, whatever that is.
His arms are freakish.
All right, over under. Doncic.
What's his number?
2.5.
I'm going to go over.
Okay. So he'll be third pick.
Or later.
Or later.
Yeah.
Do you think he gets past 5?
No. I'm picking.
I think he's third. I think he's the first candidate to force a trade.
Okay. That's fair.
Dude, I think if he starts slipping, then someone's going to get all jacked up, fired up, move up.
Yeah. I think he goes third, though.
And you don't buy that the Kings have been playing possum here.
Oh, they could.
That they could take him at 2.
They could. They absolutely could. That's why the number's 2.5. Will they take him? I just don't think they. I'm not confident in it, but I'm going to pick over. You know, at least slightly.
You don't like Bagley?
I don't.
Why not?
Like I said,
I want to hear this again.
Question anybody going to Duke for one?
Okay, beyond that.
I think he's perfectly capable of being a star player. I think his upside is pretty massive. I just watching him, I don't feel like he's going to live up to the ability that he has. I just feel like he's going to fall short of where he is. And I think that would still be maybe a good player. Like, I wouldn't not pick him. I just wouldn't pick him where he's being projected because I feel like there's too much of a chance that he doesn't live up to what he should be.
His over-under is 3.5.
I would pick
massive price on the under. Inside of 3, you got to pay minus 600.
Yeah, I'm taking the under. Still, because I think he's going second.
I would actually fire on the over on that because of the price, plus 350.
Right.
I'm down with that. All right, we're waiting for the first pick. I think they're going on the clock, so we'll take a time out. We don't want to miss the first pick. Watch them run up with the first pick while we're in break. We got what's trending on the way, and then we'll have the number one pick in the NBA draft, and we'll kind of break it down as the first round rolls out here for 2018.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey, it's Cliff and Darlene from MJ Christensen Diamonds.
We just wanted to share our gratitude and pride in how our city has truly come together in recent months.
Las Vegas is our home, and to now witness the unity of a city that suffered such devastation and yet has risen as one is something we cherish.
This is truly a special time, seeing strangers embrace and feeling the strong sense of community. It's magical.
And so, from our family at MJ Christensen to yours, let us celebrate this moment like no other in our proud history.
MJ Christensen, Vegas born, Vegas strong.
Cofield and Company.
Oh, he's going on.
Just the front end follows up. And one count at Bagley. Impossible. Off the free throw, miss. Follows up. High off the glass. Most remarkable bucket of the year for Marvin Bagley III.
Bagley could be the 2 pick. Hell, maybe it's the upset of the year. And he goes number 1. Probably not, but who the hell knows, right? But what is Adam Silver doing here? He's actually a well-liked commissioner for the most part, and even he's getting boos. I mean, that was like a 5-minute intro. Get off the stage!
Well, he was booed with the long-windedness, but mostly he was just mentioning the Warriors. People were not happy.
Should they be holding the draft in New York anymore?
No.
How about the NBA move it around? NFL has had massive success.
There's no question.
Massive. By moving it, get it out of there.
Yeah, I would be for that. Although, the league office is there. It's just easier for them to walk over and do it, probably. But yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think all these events should be moving around. And I think, well, first of all, I think they shall be here. But what's the problem with moving it around? And this is the same people every year.
And the fans are just obnoxious. Yeah, totally obnoxious. And it's actually it doesn't even look that well attended. It's in Brooklyn. Like, are the fans ever even fired? I mean, you're putting it in the spot. The Nets don't have a pick! Now, the Knicks are right there, too.
They love D-Ho.
No.
A lot of Howard jerseys in the audience.
They got rolled out today and burned.
Yeah.
Burned tonight when he gets cut.
They're ready.
All right, so the Suns are on the clock. Are they going to drag this whole thing out, huh? Drama.
Well, high drama. On the clock. They only have three and a half minutes left to think about a decision they've been on the clock for forever.
Are you willing to guarantee that Kawhi Leonard is, or a Leonard trade is not consummated today? He's not going to the Kings for the two. He's not going for the three. He's not going to Cleveland for the eight.
I think it's a process. I mean, he's forcing their hand with Lakers or nothing, it seems like. And they pretty much sound like they're not going to send him to the Lakers. So I think it's going to be a
How do you know that, Bill? Because we're seeing reports the Lakers and Spurs haven't even spoken yet.
Well,
or was it a, hey, what's going on? Goodbye.
Yeah, the reports I saw today were that they were, quote, rebuffed.
That was it?
Yeah. They were rebuffed in their phone call. Like, hey, we're calling about click.
You have a problem with that, don't you? You're not going to listen?
No. I think you play it out like, we're not even going to listen to you. We're sending them somewhere else. So that the Lakers have to, you have to get some leverage.
All right, so this
back.
Is a negotiating ploy. Like, yeah. This won't be the case forever. Like, they have to get the best offer from everyone.
Yeah, and you have to, right now, the Lakers have some leverage. The Lakers are sitting there like, we're the only place he's coming. He's signing here no matter what next year. So if you guys want to trade for him, it's for a year, that's fine. But this is the only place he wants to go, so we're the only ones that really should be offering. So the Lakers do have some leverage. So now the Spurs are going to play like, yeah, we're not trading him to the Lakers. That gives them a little bit of leverage back.
Make LA sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
And also try to get some kind of decent offer from someone else, get that leaked out there, put some pressure on them. Yeah, because I'm not trading Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers if Lonzo Ball's in the deal. And you know I love Lonzo, but I don't want... With Pop and LeVar, that's not going to work.
Ingram,
even though
Kuzma
Pop's only around for a couple years.
Yeah, Ingram, Kuzma, and 01.
But you know the Lakers don't want to put Ingram in right now.
Oh, well. Yeah, and then that's what you have to try to get some leverage back for.
Boy, I'm really curious who's going to step up and blow him away with a deal. Because the Celtics are not doing it.
Well, who?
I started to point it out yesterday. Damn, we never got to it. But Jaylen Brown, by the numbers, has a lot of Kawhi Leonard in him. And he's 21 and Leonard's 27. So... Yeah. I'm not trading Jaylen Brown, and I'm not trading Tatum. So those guys are off the table. And against the wishes of young Schwab, I don't want Kyrie Irving either.
Right.
So, the Schwab is in the hizzy.
Yes. Am I wrong on any of that?
No, I think it's true. And again, it's going to be a weird process because of all that. Because everybody knows where he wants to go. And everybody knows the Spurs would rather not send him there. But in the end... That's the only place that really should send anything for him because he doesn't want to play anywhere else long term. Like if you're the Celtics, you do think about it if you have him locked up under contract for a few years. You would think about sending one of those guys, but as it is,
you know what? I wouldn't trade one of them even if I knew I was going to have him for a big deal. I mean, wouldn't trade one of them. I'm not. They're 20 and 21 respectively.
Right, but again, it's also a guy that you think could end up being as good as him.
With the first pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Phoenix Suns select DeAndre Ayton from Nassau, Bahamas, and the University of Arizona.
Ayton going ahead of Marvin Bagley III, and he is the
number one pick, DeAndre Ayton to the Suns. I love that pick.
Sounded like it. It makes sense from a lot of... I mean, the local angle helps, too.
Ah, look at that. Sean Miller hanging out there.
Oh, wow.
He's confident, huh?
Yeah.
Are we starting to think that whole thing's going to blow over? Or are we starting to think the FBI finally got its act together, whoever was leaking information was shut down, and now things are really humming behind the scenes?
Yeah, I wouldn't bet that it's going to blow over. But he seems to have survived it for now. I think it'd be great if he survives right until like the first week of next season, and then that a whole bunch more stuff comes out. And then you have to start over from there.
So what do you expect from Ayton? How good is he going to be? Early.
Early? I think next year he's 12 and 9.
Ooh, very conservative.
Yeah. I think he'll be a good rebounder, and he'll score a little.
A little?
Right, for right now.
Okay.
Yeah. For next year.
Now, keep in mind, we told you this earlier, you can't grade these drafts until like 4 or 5 years later.
Of course.
So if you did grades off of last year's draft now, then I guess you would argue, what? I would say Tatum 1, then Donovan Mitchell 2, then I guess I could go with a Dennis Smith. Lonzo's in the mix.
No, he's not. A mix for what?
The guy averaged 10 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds.
There's a lot of concerns about him.
They won 35 games, as I guaranteed. He would improve them.
Yeah, he did.
He absolutely did.
Yeah, it was him.
He was part of it.
Sure.
It's part of it. Yeah, his injury allowed Josh Hart to get some seasoning. That was unselfish of him.
That was nice of him. Yeah, for sure. They're showing, of course, DeAndre Ayton highlights now, and which one do they choose to show? The complete meltdown in the NCAA tournament, but it really wasn't his fault.
I thought it was him getting a phone call.
No, we're on two different channels.
But you know what I meant by the phone call.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he is getting a phone call with a lot of money offered on the other end once again.
Ooh, you know who else I didn't throw in if you were doing early grades? You know who was very good?
From last year?
Produced. And this is a guy I really liked. And this is why I didn't love the Bulls trading. Well, actually, no, I did like the Bulls end of it. Trading away Jimmy Butler. Markkanen had a very good year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to be good. But, I mean, that was a guy that was going into, you figured that he was going to be all right offensively. He had a very NBA-ready offensive game.
Markel Fultz.
Not so much.
You're totally down on him.
Well, I think he's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, because of what I saw from Fultz in college and very little action in the NBA, I never believed he was a point guard. I don't think he will be a point guard. I don't think you can play point guard in the NBA if you can't shoot. To me, the Sixers have to draft a point guard. And every mock draft I see has him taking a small forward. I don't like that. I think that's Ben Simmons' position. And to me, if Trae Young is available, if he starts to slip. Now, Woj sent out an alert earlier that, hey, the top six seem pretty much set, and Trae Young is going sixth. If he slips, I'm taking him. What about the Sixers?
What about Colin Sexton?
Absolutely, 100%. One of those two guys. And Gilgeous Alexander from Kentucky as a prospect. A little bigger, though. But I'm getting more point guard insurance.
Yeah.
Because Fultz is not a point guard.
That'd be the direction I would go. I mean, I think it seems pretty obvious to me. And I know why people don't think they are, because people look at what they have and they say, well, Fultz will develop eventually and Simmons is playing point guard, so they've got him. But I'm with you. I think that would be the direction to go.
Walking to the podium for pick number two, Kings.
With the second pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Sacramento Kings select Marvin Bagley III from Duke University.
I lost that over bet, plus 350. I don't cash on that one.
He's going from one of the homes of college basketball to one of the wastelands of the NBA. That'll be fun.
There was a lot of blowback on that today.
On
social media, on the Sacramento bashing all the time.
Why? What?
Grant Napier, who does the games, does radio there, was like, enough. Enough.
So Dallas is trading up to this next pick to get Luka Doncic away from Atlanta.
Source on that?
That's
not questioning your sources, but
it's pretty much everyone right now. It's all of Twitter. Woj just did tweet it out, so I think we can trust it.
He tweeted it out already?
Yeah.
Is he allowed to do that?
Well, trades, I guess. Trae Young will go to Atlanta with the number 5.
So Atlanta drops back.
Yeah.
All right.
Atlanta drops back to 5, where they'll pick Trae Young. Luka Doncic will be 3 to Dallas in a trade. So we've got it.
Very important. Now. Earlier, some genius told you that Doncic would be the guy who serves as the impetus for a trade.
Well, I think the very important thing is do they make the trade, or they make the pick and trade, or do they just trade the pick? Because that will be that.
Nah, they usually make the pick. He'll put on the freaking hat. Well, I hope. I don't know what they're. I don't know what ESPN and NBA TV are supposed to do in this case.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be the Hawks making the pick. He'll put on a Hawks hat. They'll do the interview as if he's going to the Hawks. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, wait, they flipped him. Will this be as good for Dallas as the swap of Dirk Nowitzki for Robert Traylor?
It might not be as much of a one-sided deal. RIP.
Yeah. No, we're not wishing on any prospect what happened to poor Tractor Trailer.
No.
That sucked. All right, third pick's coming up. Quickie here, pay some bills. We'll find out what happens 3, 4, and 5, and if this trade is going down.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account, and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
At Universal Men's Clinic, we focus on helping men suffering from low testosterone or ED. If you often feel low energy, have a decrease in your libido, or difficulty in the bedroom, you may have a treatable medical condition. These symptoms occur in many men over the age of 30. The medical staff at Universal Men's Clinic will evaluate your diagnosis and blood test to determine what medical treatments are available for you.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where they specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, patients experience a high level of care.
Come in for an office visit. For those with a treatable condition, the medical staff will create a customized treatment plan, including monitoring your progress in a professional and confidential atmosphere. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400 Andro400.com.
Hey there, Las Vegas. Ed Graney from the Press Box here. You know I keep reading stories about home prices in Las Vegas rising and rising. Always a good thing for our town. And if you're one of those who feels it's time to make such a change, please do yourself a favor and call my good friends at Open Door, the company that has made selling your home easier than ever. Do you really want easy? You can sell your home directly to Open Door and skip all the hassle normally associated with such a process. No getting your home show ready, no open houses, no strangers in and out of your home, no uncertainty, no waiting for months with your home in the market. You want fast? You can get a free offer on your home in less than 24 hours. You can close on your desired timeline, whether it's as quick as 10 days or as long as 60. You want transparent? The pricing you see from Open Door is based on current market conditions of homes in your area. A competitive fair offer backed by market data and comparable sales. You want trustworthy? Go to opendoor.com right now and request a free offer on your home. This is the best new innovative way to handle what can be a long and grueling process. You want a sure thing? Believe me, folks, when I tell you to think of Open Door when it comes to selling your home. That's opendoor.com, and you won't regret it.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
With the first pick
in the 2007 NBA Draft, the Portland Trail Blazers select Greg Oden from Ohio State University.
Wow, getting the game show buzzer. All right. Listen, we all get it wrong sometimes, right? Blazers certainly got it wrong. Greg Oden, one. Kevin Durant, two. And one of the best radio rants in the history of sports talk radio, Colin Cowherd, annihilating Kevin Durant because he couldn't do any reps on the bench. And bragged about Oden being a physical freak.
Well,
we all get it wrong sometimes.
What do you think he was referring to?
That news wasn't out there yet, unless he had a real inside source. You're talking about the kickstand? Yeah.
I don't know if that's news.
Greg with the third leg? Yeah. Well, that's right, actually. That was Greg Olson and Greg Oden. Yeah, Greg Oden, yeah.
And Greg Oden.
Yeah, how about that? Olson, Oden. Okay.
Perfect.
Very nice. Three pick. Great pick by the Hawks. I love Luka Doncic's chance of being a great player with Atlanta.
Yeah, he's got the Hawks hat. All the Hawks fans are excited.
Why did I have to do this?
What are we going to hear him say? Oh, I love Atlanta. Oh, it's great. Great city. I've heard all about it. We studied it in school over in Europe. I don't know what he's going to say. He's not going there.
Yeah, he's been traded conditionally, Luka Doncic, to Dallas, but Dallas needs the 5 pick.
So Memphis can screw everything up.
Memphis could screw everything up, or someone could move ahead of Memphis. Right. Atlanta wants Trae Young.
Yeah.
Memphis is expected to go for Jaren Jackson, big man out of Michigan State. I don't think they're taking Mo Bamba, because Mo Bamba, when workouts were requested from Memphis, told Memphis to buzz off. He actually would not work out for him.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Trae Young. Let's get to Trae Young. Because the aforementioned Cowherd and Whitlock and others were debating Trae Young. And I thought it was a magical moment, right? Because Trae Young has been compared a lot to Steph Curry. That's crazy. And on the show the other day, speak for yourself, unnamed scout says Trae Young's a lot closer to an Eddie House type. The show included Jason McIntyre from the Big Lead, Whitlock, Cowherd, and Eddie House. He was on the panel.
Okay. So he was trying to take a shot.
But they were so No, it wasn't a shot. It was just the anonymous scout just happened to name Eddie House.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Eddie House was a solid 3-point shooter and a guy who played for like 10 years. He averaged 8 points a game. He's the 37th pick in the draft his particular year. That's not the 5th pick in the draft. But I was just waiting for one of them to be like, yeah, to Eddie House, do you think Trae Young will be an utter disaster like you?
Yeah, they have to try to sell that as a positive comparison.
Why not do that?
Wow, that'd be really good.
That's not a great comparison.
It's not.
A 3-point special who averages 8 points
I'll
a game. Trae Young has got to be better than that, and I'll do it. I'll guarantee. I think Trae Young is going to be a really good NBA player. I'm not going to say Steph Curry, but I think he's going to be a dynamic scorer. His range is going to be ridiculous. And yes, he will have one similarity to Steph. He's not going to be great defensively, at least at the start.
Yeah. It might sound like a negative because he hasn't had the greatest success, but I actually do think he's Trey Burke. I kind of think that's who he is.
Well, that's a terrible comparison.
No, I think that's who he is.
Really?
It would be disappointing.
That's not the 5th pick?
Yeah, I know. It would be disappointing to people, but I think that's the case.
If
watching them both play in college, it reminded me a lot of them.
So really?
I feel like they're
different builds, different size.
Yeah, but he's a guy that can control the game, a guy that can shoot quite a bit. I mean, I think Trae Young was more consistent because I think he took a lot more shots. I think he needs more shots to get involved, but could absolutely get to the basket, could create for his teammates, could do a lot of things that a point guard needs to. But I think he'll be better in the NBA, but I do think he's a somewhat similar player. I think he'll be good. I don't think he's going to be like a perennial all-star. I think he's going to be a good player. I think he'll be a starter that's a solid contributor.
With the 4th pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Jaren Jackson Jr. from Michigan State University.
The Big Ten freshman and defensive player of the year.
This dude's interesting, right? Son of a player from Georgetown. His numbers weren't great at Michigan State, about 12-8.
Yeah.
But he also played on a good, deep team. Right. And Izzo's not about to just roll anyone out there because they're uber-talented and give them 35 minutes.
Yeah, true. And where you saw it, you did see it on the defensive end. He was really good. And I think if you're an NBA coach or if you're an NBA team, you're looking and saying, yeah, he's got a lot of raw ability, but he also was really well coached for the year that he was there. He's probably going to be a pretty solid defensive player on the next level.
I think he's got really good stretch potential, too.
Yeah.
He's a good athlete. He can shoot. I'm not saying he's going to turn into a great player, but he's got the goods to be a very good player.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think
Now here's a question. Did they just pass up? We were just debating Trae Young. Did Memphis, who's paying Mike Conley like $100 million a year, so they don't exactly need the position, did they just pass up, you know, an impact scorer in Trae Young? Did they just pass up? Bamba wouldn't work out for him, but an impact defensive center.
That's always the question in the draft. I mean, I'm sure they're very confident in what he is, and they wanted him all along. Everybody knew they wanted him, so they're certainly sold on him. I would say the one thing, and just watching highlights of him again, this is because you notice it during the year, but you kind of forget things sometimes. His release is so slow. It is so slow. And that's the one concern that
what
I have.
What does that
mean? I mean, he catches the ball, sets his feet, squares himself up, and shoots it. And I don't know if that is going to work consistently. Because you said he could be a stretch guy, which he could. He's got that kind of ability. But he does hold the ball way too long on his jumper. And he overdoes his routine when he catches the ball and kind of sets his feet.
Do we like Chauncey Billups' player comparison?
Who do you have, Noah?
Joakim Noah?
I think he could be a
I hope he's better than that. He was a pretty good player when he was healthy.
Yeah, and
he's not an offensive weapon, though.
I'm guessing I didn't hear the sound, but I'm guessing what he was saying is good defensive player that has a funny shot.
I don't love that comparison.
Jackson's shot is fine. I mean, yeah. The form is fine. It just takes forever.
Quick time out here. We'll get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour. We got the fifth pick coming up. We have a trade between 3 and 5, so we'll see. I mean, I assume at this point they flip 3 and 5, so there's not going to be a shocker here. We expect Trae Young to go fifth, but he'll actually land in Atlanta, and Dallas got at 3 Luka Doncic.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.